Welcome to the FM Yerushalmi. Shir this month is sponsored by Janine and Carl Nathan in honor of the birth of the grandchildren, Aliza Rochel and Rafael Simcha. We should always share in Simchas. Please reach out for other sponsorship opportunities. We're holding in Shabbos Daf and Beis in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shvi, in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're in the middle of a complicated sugyo regarding the question that Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Elazar. And to summarize in short, we saw two ways to understand the question. One way to understand the question was that Rabbi Akiva asked regarding someone who knows about Shabbos and did many melachas b'shoigig, but that all these melachas are told us of the same melacha, so he's going to have one chatas for all of them, or multiple. And the other way to understand the question is that Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Elazar regarding someone who forgot about Shabbos, did several melachas, but he was shoigig about Shabbos. Is he chayav for every single Shabbos, or is chayav one chatas for all the Shabbosim? And the Gemara concluded the previous daf by saying that Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Rabbi Elazar in both questions. We're starting now on the end of the fifth line, and the Gemara says, "HaRabbah b'shem Rav Chisda Omar." The way Rabbah in the name of Rav Chisda explained the question of Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Elazar, that we talk about b'shogeg is Shabbos uvezodon melocha is sholoi. So the question was, when someone forgot about Shabbos, is he chayav multiple chatois for every Shabbos, only one for all of them? And what did Rabbi Elazar say? Rabbi Elazar says, you chayav for every Shabbos. And partially what he means is as well, that you chayav in every malacha, as we learned in the previous daf. Because Rabbi Elazar says, you chayav for every Shabbos, and you chayav for every malacha. Because if you would not be chayav in every malacha, so Rabbi Akiva would ask Rabbi Elazar, you see over here that you chayav for multiple malachas, only one chatos, even though there's many lavim over here. So you'll be only chayav only one chatos for many shabbosim. So you see, Rabbi Elazar always says you chayav in multiple. You chayav for each malacha on each Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, v'loim mishum shigigas Shabbos at toifsoi? But the only shgoga that he had was regarding Shabbos. He forgot about Shabbos. He did have a shgoga regarding the malacha. So while he be chayav for each malacha, and this question also applies to Nido. The Rabbi Elazar brought that as a raya. Why by Nido you have in each one? He did one shgaga. He thought the Nido is mutter. And the Gemara will return to this question and answer it soon, right at the beginning of Amud Beis. But before that, the Gemara brings another shita. Rav Chizkiya b'shem Rabbo shtayim shaloi. Rav Chizkiya Rabbo explains that Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Elazar two questions. He asked him, Mezid b'melochois v'shoigig b'shabbos. That's the gear of Reb Chaim. Shei chayav l'kol achas v'achas. That you should be chayav in each Shabbos on its own. And also, the second question he asked, shogag b'melochos u'mezi b'Shabbos. When he knows about Shabbos, but he forgot about these melochos. Ma'ula soy said, telodos ki ikur. Do you treat the telodos like ikur and you say it's all the same melocho, that you chayav only one chadas for it? Or because they're different than each other, they just come from the same melacha, they're just tolodos of the same melacha, so each one has its own chatas. So the one of Yaakov by Desai Vitani de Virebi Ken. Virebi said it clearly that he asked both questions. That's question number one. Question number two is, many melochas were similar to each other, the same tolados, and he did it in one helim. And one forgetting, chayov achas al kulam, means chayov one chatas in all of them, or achas akol achas v'achas. So he has chayov chatas in each one. And the Gemara now goes and explains. Melochas arbe mei melocha achas, the second question that we mentioned, hadoi mezi b'shabes shegri melochas. That means when he knows Shabbos, and he doesn't know these melochas, he does several melochas that are similar to each other. Is he chayav one chatas, or is he chayav multiple chatas? Shabbos arbe mei melocha achas. And the Shabbos arbe that we mentioned in the first question is hadoi shegri b'shabes or mezi melochas. That's the question. What happens when he knows the melachos osur, but he forgot it's Shabbos? Is he chayav for each Shabbos one chatos, or is he chayav one chatos for many Shabbosim? So the Gemara brought this shita now that holds that he asked both questions. Not so clear why it's brought down right now here. Maybe it should have been brought before the previous sentence. But now the Gemara is going on to ask another question on one of the opinions we mentioned before. We started the daf with a question on Rabbo B'Shem Rav Chisdo that spoke about Shgogis Shabbos on the Melochos. So the Gemara asked, why you chayav in each Melochos if his only mistake was on Shabbos? And now the Gemara is going to ask a question on the other man d'omar. They heard the other man d'omar, Taveri Nami, they both said, Bezodin Shabbos, Shigogos Melachos Shaloi. Then he asked regarding someone who forgot about the Melachos, but remembers Shabbos. So what do Rabbi Elazar say? Rabbi Elazar says that he's chayav on each one. And it has to be similar to the logic that we mentioned before, that not only is chayav on each Melacha, but he's chayav on each Melacha and each Shabbos. Because if not, Rabbi Akiva can have a counter argument to Rabbi Elazar to say, you see that a person who does a Melachos and many Shabbosim, he's chayav only one. So you see, even though he's over in many Shabbosim. Elam, as we mentioned in previous daf, Rabbi Elazar holds he always chayav for each Melacha and chayav for each Shabbos. So ask the Gemara a similar question that we started the daf with. V'yesh odom is chayav al azodon. But regarding Shabbos, he's mazit. He knows it's Shabbos. He made the mistake regarding the Melachos. So why is he chayav for every Shabbos? Says the Gemara, at noisin shig is Melachos azodon Shabbos. Meaning you're chayav for the Melachos. Now, why are you chayav for the same Melachos and two Shabbosim? Because the Shabbos is mechalek. Meaning you're applying the shkog of the melacha and you're dividing it because of the Shabbosim. So every melacha, you have one chatas. Now you did that same melacha the next Shabbos, the Shabbos is separating the melacha and the vizchai have two chatos. So continues the Gemara in Davon Beis and Beis and says the same concept regarding the other man, the Omar. In the case that one is shoygig in Shabbos and is mazing the melacha, so we said it's chayav for each melacha, and we asked why you chayav each melacha is mazin the melacha. The answer is that tanois and shkigas Shabbos al zodim melachos. You put the shgog of Shabbos on top of the zodim melachos lechayav kolachas v'achas, meaning the melachos are separating it. So even though you forgot completely about Shabbos, but every melacha makes it on its own. So he takes the shgog of Shabbos on this melacha, the shgog of Shabbos on this melacha. Even though he didn't forget about the melachos are separating the chatos. So the structure of the daf was, the Gemara started by bringing a question, according to one man d'omar, brought then the sheet of the holds that both questions were asked, then brings a similar question on the second man d'omar, and answers answer for those man d'omar. So again, the aura is, why in the middle we bring the sheet that says that the both questions Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Elazar. Now going back to what Rabbi Elazar told Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar learned that you have to have in each one from Nido. Now, we learned in the beginning of our parak that how do we know in our Mishnah that one is chayav for each melacha? Because it says the pasuk me'achas mehino. And from the word me'achas, we learn that you chayav in each one. So it says the Gemara, blozer la'achas, the chayav kolachas v'achas. Doesn't blozer learn this drasha that you chayav in each one from the pasuk me'achas? Why does he learn from Nido? So the Gemara, ashka tani, b'shem ha'blozer, kodol shenish bali ben ha'goyim, chayav kolachas v'achas. Says we do need the pasuk of Me'achas for the following thing. When you have a Godol Shenish Bala Ben HaGoyim, meaning he's an adult, he was captured among the Goyim, and he forgot about Shabbos. Now it's different than Koton Shenish Bala, because Koton Shenish Bala never knew about Shabbos. And there you for sure have only one Korban for his entire life. And it's different than the one who forgot about the Issur Shabbos, because that's considered to be a specific Shoygig about Shabbos. Here, because he was captured, he completely forgot about Shabbos. And this you can't learn from Nido, because by Nido, we're not saying that he completely forgot about it. So for that, we have a special pasuk, Achas, that tells you it's chayav in each one. In this case, we completely forgot about Shabbos. Continues now the Gemara, going back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that a person knows about Shabbos, and he made a mistake regarding the Melachos, forgot about the Melachos, he's chayav in each Melacha. But if he knows about the Melachos, and he forgot about Shabbos, it's chayav only one. So says the Gemara, Ma bin mezid b'Shabbos and shogeg b'melachos. Ma bin shogeg b'Shabbos and mezid b'melachos. What's the difference between the two cases? Omer Rav Yosef, v'lama mezid b'Shabbos shogeg b'melachos chayav kol achas v'achas. Why one who forgets about melachos chayav in each one? Shimoim atloy melacha hizu. If you tell him, oh, you know, you didn't know this melacha is also, you should know, you're not allowed to do this melacha. Hu perish rimena voisa melachos acheres. So that knowledge, this melacha is also, will stop him from doing this melacha. Won't stop him from doing another malacha he doesn't know. You'll have to teach him about the other malacha. So shoygig is defined by something that person does not know. Here, what would happen if you would teach him? He will stop doing this specific malacha only. But he won't stop doing other malachas. So therefore, he's chayav chatos for each malacha. And he made, what's the reason? The person forgot completely about Shabbos. And he knows about the Melochas. He's chayav only when Chatos. Because someone who knows about the Melochas, he forgot about Shabbos. If you tell him, hey, Rabid, today's Shabbos, what's going to happen? He's going to stop doing all the Melochas. So his lack of knowledge is one. He doesn't know it's about Shabbos. Once you give him that knowledge, he will stop doing what he's doing. So for that lack of knowledge, he brings one korban chatas. But by the melachas, the lack of knowledge is multiple. For every melacha, is different lack of knowledge. So how's the Gemara now? What about shogog bezeh ubezeh? What happens if he forgot about Shabbos and he forgot about melachas? He doesn't know today is Shabbos. He doesn't know the history of each melacha. Is he chayav for each melacha its own chatas? Or is he chayav one for the Shabbos? Says the Gemara, he's chayav only one. Rabbi Zeiro argued. He says, "V'lav koshikanu. What you're doing, what you're saying, doesn't make sense. It's a koshikin. Ilu meizi b'Shabbos shegri melochos. If he would know about Shabbos and just forget about the melochos, ain't chayav al kolachas v'achas? Wouldn't be chayav on each one because each one has his own shegik. Mipnei shenitzvasef lo shgogos Shabbos. Now that he forgot Shabbos as well, so oivet shgogos melochos." So now he will lose, so to speak, the shgog of the melachas? Meaning when someone forgot or doesn't know that these melachas are asur, every melacha gives him a chatos. Now it happens to be that this person as well doesn't know it's Shabbos. So why should now he be exempt for the chatoris of each melacha he doesn't know? Just because he has a lack of knowledge of Shabbos as well, that will exempt him for all the chatoris he's chayav for each melacha? That doesn't make sense based on what the Gemara just said before. Because once you will teach him about Shabbos, it won't stop him from not doing the melachas. He needs to be taught for each melacha. So it's a lack of knowledge for each melacha and melacha. On each one of them, he's going to be chayav chatas, even though he forgot Shabbos as well. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Nun Beis.